This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Tingley Home Services, where they have great job packages for experienced HVAC techs and electricians.
This guy can do it.
Yeah.
And I think this is it. And this offense right now is tailor-made for him to have success day one. Not week six. Not
like
week
it.
Seven when
Ooh.
Things don't go right, because things Ooh. Are not – things are going to go right.
I like that.
So why sit there and wait and play around with it and just wait till you're comfortable? This whole offseason has been about uncharacteristic events, aggressive events, game-changing type things, and you can sit there and say, well, you know, we took advantage of the market. Bull crap. I say the mandate was let's win and let's win now.
So you think it's with Mac Jones?
It is with Mac Jones.
Oh, listen,
100%.
Fourier, back to work, Wiggy, and all in on Mac Jones as your week one starter. And, I mean, I listen to what Fourier says about football. I listen to what you say about football.
Right.
But I listen to what Fourier says about football, and he seems to be all in on Mac Jones.
Yeah, I think people are so out on Cam Newton that they're willing to take anybody. But
that's the ABC, anybody but Cam
that's
theory.
Yeah, exactly. But I look at it, I go, well, who's best suited for this team to be successful this year? Yeah, and that's,
and
Cam,
that's Cam Newton in your mind.
Yeah, because every young quarterback, rookie quarterback that plays struggles, right? It's just growing pains and struggles.
Well, not everyone. Roethlisberger was 15-1 his rookie year.
Right, not every
lost
single one.
Title game, but
I mean, last year Justin Herbert was excellent.
But I'm saying the team generally struggles around younger quarterbacks, unless you get into a Ben Roethlisberger situation where you're not asking him to do much and you're running the football and you're playing defense.
That sounds like what this Patriots team wants to do.
But that was a different league back then. You can't win that way nowadays.
Okay, who would you have rather had as quarterback last season, Justin Herbert or Cam Newton?
I would rather have last season.
Which one?
You talking about last season?
Am I speaking English? I don't know. Last season, who would you rather have had, Justin Herbert or Cam
Newton? Well, now that the season's over, I would say Justin Herbert.
He was a rookie.
He's asking it now as the season is over.
Well, yeah, I mean, after the season was over, I would. Well,
okay, in other words, who had a better season?
Herbert had a better statistical year.
Okay, so then what are we talking about?
Didn't the Chargers play the Patriots?
Yeah, they got their ass kicked.
Okay.
But, I mean, what does that have to do with that? The quarterback position is what we're talking about.
No, we're talking about the team and winning. We're talking about the team.
You just said you would have rather had Justin Herbert on the Patriots last season.
Yeah, but we're talking about the team, right?
So that's what are we talking about?
If you listen, I said that a lot of guys struggle on teams, and that team struggles. Now, they may have some success statistically, but generally the team struggles. You brought up Ben Roethlisberger. What was 2004?
Yep.
That was Ken.
Yeah, and that was almost, 17 years ago? The league is different.
Unless, so you can't talk about the league because the league you played in was different, right?
But no, the league was different back then. You did things differently. Unless you get a guy that we are building your team to be more of like Lamar Jackson, who we're just going to run the football and we're going to utilize his skill set. The problem with Mac Jones, he doesn't have that skill set that where you can go, all right, we could plug him into this team and he's going to be successful, or this team's going to be successful around him.
I'm on the Twitch chat, and Beast Mode New Hampshire wants to know how much it would cost for you to the foundation for you to wear an Anything But Cam t-shirt. 500?
No, and anybody but Cam. For the foundation, I'll do it for the low.
You would do it for the low.
Are we serious right now?
I mean, I wear a lot of shirts. You know me, I like a graphic tee.
Wiggy, wasn't Cam Mac Jones the guy that is most, quote, pro-ready of anybody in the draft? Isn't that what we heard?
Yeah, that's what we heard.
So then why are you saying he's not a plug-and-play guy?
I would ask this. Why is that? So the person who says he's the most pro-ready, what makes him more pro-ready than Justin Fields or Zach Wilson or anybody else?
He has a great intellect. He was able to learn the offense. He speaks Mandarin. I think that's a key for him. And he's incredibly smart.
What?
He does speak Mandarin, actually.
He does.
Yeah, but I never bought into that he's pro-ready. Well, what's the difference between him and Justin Fields? Or him and Zach Wilson?
The people that get paid to talk about this were the ones who came up with it.
Okay,
tell me
why he's pro-ready.
I just said he's smart. He played a pro offense with Nick Saban at Alabama. Bill O'Brien, I believe, was his offensive coordinator. Am I wrong?
I think it was... It might have been Sarkisian, and then Billy O'Brien.
So Bill O'Brien was his offensive coordinator, and he's going to play in that offense. That makes pretty clear sense ready.
Brian Daboll was Tua's offensive coordinator.
Okay, so, you're bringing up things that aren't relevant to this conversation.
No, you're,
but when it comes to learning this offense,
right.
Cam struggled. Okay,
yeah, struggle.
Is it possible that Mac Jones is going to be able to pick it up quicker?
I think a lot of guys are going to struggle, especially quarterbacks in a new system and haven't had a lot of time playing are going to struggle. Like this whole thing of being pro ready, that's the dumbest ish I've ever heard. Like what is pro ready? You make it sound like the kid was in a high school offense. Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, all these guys are in offenses that are pretty much pro style offenses, right? This RPO that they run in college, they run in the league. It's the dumbest thing ever. The guy smarter than somebody else. What the hell does that mean?
Well, you got to admit, he played with the most elite talent of the bunch. He played with a great supporting cast.
Mac Jones?
Yep, and he knew how to maximize that.
Yeah, it's simple to maximize it. Throw the ball to Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith on a slant route, and they'll go 70 yards.
This is Steve. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
What's going on?
You know, I really can't believe what I'm hearing, honestly. But first of all, Ken, how old is Garoppolo right now?
29, or is he? I'm not
sure. So you want him another year from now when he's in his 30s. Makes no sense. And you guys talking about Mac Jones being free, pro-ready. You know what? Because a bunch of guys that sit around and talk about teams like Ben Bolin and those guys say someone's pro-ready, when they get up here, it's a whole different ballgame. Wiggy knows that. The NFL is much faster than the college game. Even though he played on a team that had elite talent, doesn't mean he's going to be fantastic when he gets you. Hopefully he is. Hopefully he's a great quarterback. But I think he's going to have growing pains like every other quarterback. And don't give me Ben Roethlisberger, because he was on a team that he was on. Look at Dallas. What's his name? I'm going to watch the words of his name.
Dak Prescott?
13-3 in his first year. Where did they go after that? You guys got to stop this Garoppolo stuff and please, Chris, everything Wiggy says, you undermine. I don't get it with you two guys. God, I never can agree on something. The sky's blue. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
My God, because the guy's smart doesn't mean he's going to be another Brady right away. Give it time.
Listen,
let Cam start the season.
That's what
He'll
you
be
get.
All right for the first
hey,
season.
That's what you get from the cross-hitting killer. Undermining everything.
Well, no, I think Curtis is just letting the so-called experts out there who go, he's pro-ready. What the hell does pro-ready mean?
We played on a pro team in college,
well, they're
basically.
All pro teams in college. Every one of
not
them.
Not like Bama, and you know that.
Stop it. What do you mean? The talent at Bama, yes, is, I give you that. The talent at Bama is much better than pretty much every team in college football.
And Saban and Belichick are close.
But this whole pro-ready thing, like Justin Fields and Mac Jones or Zach Wilson, they probably run an offense that's, you know, pro-style offense. You think the offense that Mac Jones runs is similar to what New England runs? It might be a little bit of things, but how is he going to pick up the speed of the game? How is he going to be able to react to things where in college, guess what? Your best receiver was better than any DB. Now it ain't that way.
This is TC. Hey, TC.
Hey, what's up? Wiggy, you just said a minute ago, what do you mean? What do you mean he's smarter than him? What does smart have to do with it? Yesterday, you said that your career was, you know, lasted a certain amount of time because you were one of the smartest guys in the field. You know, you had to run routes, you could not a block, pass, block, right. You know, so what do you mean? But 2 seconds ago, you just said, what do they say? What do you mean he's smarter? Not the pro style. What do you mean he's smarter? What's smarter? What do you mean he's smarter? He's smarter than, how's he smarter than him? What's that got to do with anything?
Great point.
You just said yesterday.
Well, that's what I want to know. Explain to me how Mac Jones is smarter than everybody else. Explain to me how he's smarter than Justin Fields.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to sit down with both of them and, I don't know.
Well, that's my point.
Give them a test to see who does better. I have no idea.
But well, do you think Bill thinks he's smarter?
But you can't give him a test.
Do you think Bill thinks he's smarter?
I don't.
Don't you think Bill would have moved up?
I don't
to get Fields if he
no because he was I think Bill didn't care who the quarterback is, and we had that discussion. What does a test have to do anything? So you're giving this guy a test? Tell me how he's smarter. How can you say Mac Jones is smarter than every other quarterback?
Oh, I don't know. It's not the thing I'm trying to make. I'm just trying to make the point that you just said. Well, what does smart have to do with anything? But yesterday, smart meant everything.
Right? That's no. My point was, how is he smarter than everybody else? Because that's what everybody says.
Well, that's what his coaches say. He's very smart. I mean, Sarkisian said that.
So he picks up the offense quickly. You could throw a lot at him. Say that.
Okay.
So you could throw a lot at him.
Who would you guess at this point is better when it comes to reading a defense?
What do you mean by out of who?
At Cam Newton or Mac Jones?
Cam Newton.
He is?
Yeah, because Mac Jones has never played in the NFL.
Then by the time I came back, it was new terminology and it was new. Hold on.
They play two defenses in college.
But Wiggy, the other side to this discussion is that several players like Jalen Waddle, there was another Alabama receiver.
Devontae Smith,
who said in reference to what you said, what about Tua and Daboll? Well, they said that Mac was better. They liked playing with Mac better because of his ability to read defenses.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, hi, guys. How you doing this morning?
What's going on, Mike?
Not much. This is for Wiggy, who's the man, by the way.
What up, man?
Wiggy, when they talk about NFL ready, I mean, everyone knows the players are faster, better, they're the cream of the crop. How much is the lifestyle change going from college to the pros have to do with how someone adapts and does all that? It's the off-field stuff I'm asking about.
Right, and that has a lot to do with it. We know Mac Jones loves his cookies. I mean, that, and you
there
joke
it is again, the body
you,
shaming.
No. But you joke about that. But it's about preparation and prepare. Why is Brady still playing at the level he's playing at?
Because of the TB12 method.
Right, but it's more than the method, right?
No, because he's a smart guy, right?
But no, forget it. It's about the discipline he has,
okay,
right?
It's the discipline.
So maybe Cam should stop being a vegan because he sucked when he didn't eat meat.
No, but what I'm saying is the guy's question about off the field stuff, right? So that becomes part of it, the discipline that you have.
But Cam is very disciplined. He's a vegan. He's in great shape, and he
but
sucked.
But that doesn't
you're
mean
gonna
you're going
to
be
you
good.
Think, you think Mac Jones is going to come in to Patriots camp looking doughy? Are you nuts?
Yeah, you don't think Bill Belichick is going to have some weight thing in Mac Jones's contract?
I'm sure he is, and you don't think the kid's gonna. You don't think he's gonna make sure that whatever he does, he's not eating cookies.
I would hope. So. I would hope he would, right? But we've seen that. We've seen that by athletes before all the time. How many times have we talked about athletes getting paid and then all of a sudden getting lazy and getting out of shape?
Why don't you send them an order of soup that comes with the cookies? And
I
see
should
if he can
turn
the cookies down.
Should send them spoonful of comfort. That would it's a lot less calories. Don't eat the cookies. You can eat the soup. But Greg, think about that. How many players have you seen before? And the call is right. The change of what it means to be a professional athlete versus a college football player is night and day. You are now going up against people that this is how they put food on the table for their kids, right? So there's a whole different mindset that you have to have. And I'm not saying Mac Jones can't get it, but I think Cam Newton understands it now where Mac Jones, it's going to take time, like a like all young quarterbacks.
But you seem fraudulent, to use your words, mm-hmm. or your word, mm-hmm. when you always point to whatever Charlie Weiss says as right. as the Bible.
Right.
And the guy was on this show a week ago telling you that Mac Jones was the best quarterback available in the draft.
No, he said he had the best season of a quarterback. That's what he said.
My biggest takeaway is that Jarrett Stidham is going to have a breakout year because he eats cauliflower crust.
That has
pizza.
Nothing to do with it, though, Curtis. Like, you're missing the point. You'll never understand it because you never were an athlete, right? So
I don't have to be an athlete to know that you need to be disciplined off the field.
So if somebody we know has an issue physically because maybe they like to eat a little bit more, you don't think that potentially could be a problem?
Of course it is. I'm a walking problem. First it was gin, now it's food. I don't know what the hell I'm going to die of.
Right.
A bigger problem is you giving Mac Jones an eating disorder.
No, I'm not giving him an eating disorder. This is what he said. He says,
Mr. Hurst chips in there yelling at the guy for eating a cookie.
Listen, I'm not playing in the NFL. I'm not trying to be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. It's like I tell my kids, hey, I'm not trying to go where you're going. Mac Jones, when you look at where he's the one who said, hey, his wife, not his wife, but his girlfriend makes him a ton of cookies.
Sophie,
is that her name?
Oh, yeah.
She makes him cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Kennedy and Sophie, that is a show.
Yes.
The two QBs, let's bring Wags.
Let's bring them in as potential guest hosts, and then we can extend this for another month.
Okay. You've taken care of that already.
We're going to announce it during Patriots Monday.
By the way, how creepy is it when Ken goes, Sophie, oh yeah.
Well, she's a must follow. I mean,
I think can he have success?
The Laird Man.
Ooh, La Bumba.
Laird Man sliding into your DMs, Sophie.
Oh, it's part of my job.
I am the acting program director, Sophie.
If Ken alone. Ken, don't worry about it. You're doing a great job. You got us what, 15 talented candidates?
Thank you.
Granted, I understand. You should have only needed to get one from based on the way it's going. But I think Mac Jones, it's going to take him time. That's all
Bull
I'm saying.
Crap. Well, I mean, there are several individuals like Foyer and mm-hmm. Flutie who don't agree with you. They want Mac Jones to be the guy. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Tim?
What up? You know, when it comes to Mac Jones, I think when people are saying he's pro-ready, it's more about he's smart enough to obviously understand a playbook. Most of the players are. But with the quarterback, it's also understanding the players around you, what they're going to do, and what the defenses are going to give you. And I think that's what they're referring to when they say he's more pro-ready. He's better able to read a defense and understand what a defense's weakness is going to be and mm-hmm. where to go with the ball, as opposed to in most colleges where they just chuck it because your guy is better than the other guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Patrick Mahomes even admitted he didn't know half of the defensive schemes that were going on his first full year playing. It's just, oh my God, extend the play long enough where the play breaks down, my guy gets open, and I throw it to him. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Patriots, it's more, all right, this guy is covered, you got to go here. If he's showing you this coverage, the guy's going to break inside, so throw inside. I think that's what they're referring to when they say he's more pro-ready than all the other quarterbacks.
And see, I call BS on that one, like where you say the guy's more pro-ready than anybody else and this is the way he's been. Because if that's the case, how are you not beating out Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa?
But forget about pro-ready. He's just got to be better than Cam. And if he can throw the ball better, if he's as accurate as he was in college, Greg,
pinpoint accuracy,
then he's ready. He's pro. He is Patriots ready. Forget about pro-ready system.
But the problem is that the difference in the NFL and college is he is now not going to have the best player at wide receiver who is clearly better than the defensive back. So the windows are extremely wide to throw in.
Poll results, Chris Curtis?
All right.
Megamind?
The poll result is that we all lose today. No. How long does Cam last as a Patriots starting quarterback? The leader in the clubhouse, 4 weeks, 41.6% of the vote. Number two, the entire season.
Wow.
Number three, Mac starts week one. So 20% think Mac will start week one.
Oh, good heavens.
And I'm going to quote tweet a Jerry Thornton tweet, which is something I never wanted to do in my life. But he tweeted out this picture, this video of a Mac Jones touchdown pass. There is, you could give Cam Newton 130 shots. He will not complete this pass. And it's just been retweeted. And
I mean, this texter says Wiggy is acting like he's obese.
No, no, I'm not saying that.
He looks exactly like Tom Brady did when he came into the league.
I'm not saying that. It's clearly you guys are missing the point. See, that's the problem when you try to have a conversation
with idiots.
No, not with idiots.
Frauds.
I wouldn't say idiots.
Are we one half? Who is the one half of the idiot that makes the full idiot?
No, no.
When it comes to this discussion,
two halves of a whole idiot.
But I wouldn't say idiot, but just guys who've never played sports in their life, so they don't understand the dedication and discipline.
I played sports my whole life.
No, no. I'm talking about real, where you have to.
It was fake sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't count when you're riding the bench at, playing for an ISL team at Rivers, right?
I started both ways. Look out.
Oh, like I said. So when you're talking about the discipline and the mental toughness that you have to have.
The guy won a national championship.
It is, listen.
And Cam couldn't even stay disciplined away from the effing mall to get COVID.
Listen, how many college football players have we seen that are talented that never pan out in the NFL? It happens all the time. There's a different mindset that you have to have. And I'm not saying Mac Jones doesn't have it. You're asking me.
You brought up cookies immediately.
No, you asking me, who do I feel like is the better fit for this team this year? There are a lot of growing pains for young quarterbacks. There are a lot of things young quarterbacks have to deal with. The caller asked some of the off-the-field things. And I don't think Mac Jones is a kid that's getting into trouble. But there are some people that, you know what, if they're not that disciplined when they are taking care of their bodies at college, it might be hard for them to do it at the pro level.
Who do you think Bill would prefer is the starter when they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Gillette Stadium?
That's a great question. It depends what week it is, doesn't it? That's why the schedule release is so interesting. If it's Tampa early, no chance Mac's in. If it's Tampa late, maybe there is a chance.
Do you think he'd rather beat Tom Brady with Cam Newton or with Mac Jones? Probably Mac Jones, right?
No, Cam Newton.
Of course.
Because everybody, he has the noise that, what are you doing, Bill? Why are you playing this guy? He stinks, right? You don't think that he wants to throw that in everybody's face?
Mm-hmm. This is Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Kyle?
Not much. So, you know, I've been a little critical over Belichick past couple of years now with the quarterback situation. Called in about the Lamar Jackson missing the draft, the Garoppolo fumble, and trading him away for nothing when we should have just kept him. You know, I got my eye on Belichick this year with the quarterback situation. He's got to hit this right. We all know what Cam's going to do. He's going to start off hot like last year. Look like he's going to be having a good year. But the second he starts to trend negative, let's see if we can push him to 6, 7, 8 weeks. Get Matt comfortable in the offensive practice. But the second he starts going downhill, Belichick's got to pull the plug, man. He can't hesitate. And if he does, and if he messes this up, I mean, we got to be honest with Belichick. It's another failed quarterback situation.
Yeah.
And that's where the owner might need to step in again and nudge him toward the young guy.
But if they were 2-5 last year, and we all believe that they're going to be a team every year, this season, they're going to be pushing a game above 500, maybe a game below 500, two games above. They're always going to be in the mix where, unless Mac Jones does something where in practice Bill goes, this kid can play without making too many mistakes that ain't going to affect us, he's not going to play.
All right. Well, it is Cinco de Mayo, and coming up, the next Wiggy Blind Food Taste Test Challenge in honor of this day. And it is, today's category is Mexican frozen food entrees. We have six of them. We will get to that coming up. Tomorrow on the show, Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins. And lots to talk about when it comes to hockey with Sean Corrali, including Tom Wilson and other things. Right now, here is Ken Laird and what is trending.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Arch Painting. For a free estimate, call Arch Painting today, 1-844-ARCH-PAINTING. And visit them online at archpainting.com. Download their app as well. You can get a free quote right there. So while we're on the Patriots, real quick, Greg, how did Robert Kraft beat you to the $43 million Hampton Beach House?
Wait a minute.
You're the only two in this economy who have thrived.
I haven't seen this news yet.
Yeah. Added it to his portfolio. 6,600 square foot estate. Pocket listing off market. Sprawling 10 bedroom.
Wow.
8.5 bath mansion at 40 Meadow Lane in Bridgehampton, New York.
Wow.
Previously belonged to the former real estate mogul Near Mayor of HFZ Capital.
Oh, so you said Hampton Beach, and Wiggy got excited because he does love Hampton Beach, New Hampshire.
No, but the Hamptons.
You mean the Hamptons.
The Hamptons,
Is something that expensive up in Hampton
Nice
Beach?
Spot.
Nice spot to be. 43 mil. So he's got the Chestnut Hill place, he's got Cape, he's got Palm Beach, and now he's got the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Hamptons? Is it that nice?
It's nice.
Okay, I've never been there.
Man, it's a little bougie. Right. I don't know if you like bougie or not.
I mean, I could deal with bougie. You know,
Tad bougie.
I can blend with the bougie.
His neighbor is probably Hilaria Baldwin, the Spanish-speaking influencer on Instagram. Oh, yeah. So I'm sure he'll enjoy himself.
You and Bill have chosen Nantucket. Robert Kraft chooses
Well,
Hamptons.
Yes. I love Nantucket. That is my all-time. That's where I plan on. Spending my retirement years.
I thought it was Florida.
No. Maybe Florida in the winter, but okay. I prefer Nantucket. It is my happy place.
Are you ready for NHL playoff action next week?
Yes,
we could have Bruins Capitals by the end of the week. That could happen.
Be good.
With Tom Wilson in the center of it all.
When Corrali is on tomorrow at 9, I want to see who they would like to face first round.
He won't answer that, but
I think he will.
You think he will?
Yeah, I think he will.
Well, that would be instant bulletin board material. That'd be good by you.
I think you will.
But if it's Chara and Wilson, I mean, that is going to be high drama. And Wilson gets $5,000 fine, no suspension, no hearing for the incidents Monday night against the Rangers, who they'll play again tonight. Right now, if the season ended today, Bruins losing last night in overtime, they would play Washington in round one. A must-watch series.
And the Rangers bringing some goons up tonight?
They were considering that. I think the coach said, we got a couple guys that can add some toughness.
That are dispensable?
Yes. That we're thinking about bringing up tonight. That'll be a must-watch for sure. Celtics tonight in action as well. Red Sox 7:10 first pitch this evening with Martin Perez on the mound. You can hear it right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network. Win last night over lowly Detroit. 11-7 was the final. It was 9-3, and then Austin Bryce gave up a couple, but they got the job done, and the Yankees are coming as well. They've won 9 out of 12, so keep an eye on the Bombers. They beat Houston yesterday. And that's what's trending, and the big challenge on the way.
Yeah.
Curtis has been hard at work warming things.
Oh, wait a minute. Curtis is doing the warming, not Stiz Grimy?
Oh, we divided and conquered. Oh,
okay, all right, good.
And it smells outstanding in the break
Should
room.
Should be nice, and I hope the temperature. It's all about the temperature. You're not going to get a good...
I know you're very concerned about the temperature.
Oh, yeah. I watch a lot of Chopped and Guy's Grocery Wars.
Yeah.
And the judges, I notice, always talk about the temperature of the food to where you can really enjoy that bite.
What did you go? A couple minutes on high?
One of the dishes really was a medium to high to low, so I really had to vary the power of the microwave. So I think it's going to come out al dente.
You finished it at low in the finished for 30 seconds in the microwave on low heat.
I did.
All right,
and you got to watch this too, right? If you have a chance,
yes,
click
it's,
on, the watch.
It's on Twitch. So twitch.tv/BostonWEI or weei.com/watch. You can we'll blindfold Wiggy up, and we'll get to the next Wiggy Blind Food Taste Test Challenge for Cinco de Mayo coming up next.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEEI.
Mayo, 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 mayo. Sink in the pile, singing like hi ho, thinking why I go, drinking all night like it's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, breaking it up on the sink in the pile, sinking some pie ho, thinking why I go, drinking all night like it's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, Hall of Fame, call my name, talk about your chick just ball and chain, talking about bitches and my dad told me if you turn them upside down, they're all the same. Happy for selling.
Well, it is Cinco de Mayo, and apparently only 10% of you actually know what it represents, but it is a celebration to honor the Battle of Pueblo.
Pueblo!
In 1862. So,
like Beagles rapper. Pueblo!
Wiggy is blindfolded. It's a very popular thing that occurred frequently during the pandemic on this show.
It smells good, though.
And many of you were not listening during the pandemic. We have a Wiggy blind food taste test challenge underway. Wiggy is blindfolded.
I love Wiggy blindfolded.
You do? Yeah. And so we have a total of 6 Mexican frozen food entrees.
Yep.
And
all authentically Mexican, nothing Americanized.
And it will be Wiggy's job to identify what the entree is simply by taste. Of course, you can enjoy this if you go to weei.com/watch, or you can watch on Twitch. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, where you can watch the program every day. Okay.
I have a greater appreciation for people that unfortunately can't see.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yes. Being blindfolded.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Good.
Now, straight from the microwave, this is entree number one. Stiz Grimey, you want to hand that over to Wiggy, or are you helping him with
What are you doing?
What is going on? He's giving you... No. Wiggy can do it himself. He can do it
himself. Just put it right here.
Yeah, just put it right in front of him and get the fork in his hand.
Okay.
Put the fork in his hand like he's an older person trying to eat at a nursing
like
home.
I'm Joe Biden.
Give him some gum after this.
Okay.
I'll even miss my mouth like I'm Biden.
Okay.
You're so much bigger than Jimmy Carter. Wow.
Give that one a taste.
Vaxies.com.
All right.
You know what, Stiz? I might need some help.
Okay, need some help. He needs a little bit of help.
Is that
how did we do this the first time?
I think Stiz put it on the fork.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because I have no shot.
In this case, Wiggy, it's like Cam Newton. Stick a fork in it.
All right, so it's on the fork.
It's what Cam sees when he looks downfield.
All right. He's taking a bite of number one. Entree number one.
Oh, that's good. That one's really good.
Oh. I do love Mexican.
Wow.
What would you guess that is?
That is a some type of tortilla. Very good. I'm going to say like beef. Like I'm going to say like a beef tortilla.
You think it has the flavor of beef?
Well, like a beef burrito.
It's never real beef in frozen food. It's flavor.
Very close, flavor. Wiggs.
But it's like a burrito.
It's like a burrito.
Okay. Oh, ooh. They're the little Tostitos. Man, that's good. I like that one.
You're on the right track there.
Yeah, they're
getting close.
They're the skinny ones.
Warmer.
They're the skinny, like, wrapped up.
Yeah.
They look like a Mexican blunts tortillas.
Nice.
Right. So this is the authentic. This was made in Monterrey, Mexico. It's the chicken and cheese taquito.
Yes,
by who?
It is.
By
taquito.
Who makes that?
El Monterrey.
Taquito. Okay. I didn't know what the name was. It looks like a blunt. Chicken blunt.
How many grams of sodium in that sucker, Curtis?
Oh, he only gave me half the box, so I'm sure there's a lot.
Where are the boxes?
All right, let me get my drink here so I can cleanse my palate.
I'll go grab it.
Okay. Oh, he's got the amuse-bouche.
Yes.
Which is the water to cleanse the palate.
Amuse-bouche.
Yes.
I like that. That was good.
Normally, a palate cleanser is some kind of ice cream or not ice cream.
Is it an ice cream?
No, it's
I thought it was like a soda.
No, it's like a version of, not a soda. If you're at a nice restaurant, they give you a
little bit of ginger.
Like a melon. No, like a melon. What is the word for that?
You know, melon drop.
No. All right. Anyway, here comes entree number two.
That's pretty good. That first one was good. It's going to be hard
first
to beat
one
that
good.
One.
The all sodium right. in that per taquito is 580 milligrams of sodium, almost half your daily intake.
Oh, not bad. All right. Here comes item number two. The Wiggy Blind Food Taste Test Challenge for Cinco de Mayo.
All right. Not as good as the first one, but that's like a, I want to say that's like a salsa-rice combination.
Salsa-rice combination?
Yeah, that's
it's
like.
It's an entree. I mean, you need it.
Yeah, I know.
The idea of this is to understand the culture of another country through their food.
That's a Mexican rice dish.
Okay.
With some sour cream mixed in there.
Okay, Curtis.
He's due for two. It's a Santa Fe rice and bean
Santa
bowl.
Santa Fe, there it is. I know it was Santa Fe
rice and bean bowl.
Yep.
From which gourmet company is that?
That's from Smart Ones. So Wiggy Smart obviously would have gotten that
one. Oh, that's good.
Santa Fe. You ever been to Santa Fe
that's
before?
That's good for the waistline.
I heard it's a beautiful place.
All right, so did you get that one?
Yeah.
It's a rice bowl. That's easy.
No, but I.
That's easy.
But the Santa Fe. If you look at the ingredients, they incorporate sour cream into it.
They did.
Yes. They did?
It's spicy rice and beans with zucchini, a zesty green chili, and sour cream sauce topped with part skim mozzarella cheese and an idiotic cam take.
Yeah. and rotten meat, so you get high.
I'm high as a kite then.
By the way, it is, Wiggy, it is the amuse-bouche that amuse you would have bouche. Between courses okay. is the sorbet,
well, I'm
as
using,
you would call it.
I'm using Gatorade.
Sorbet.
It's I'm like using
a,
Gatorade.
Yeah, the Gatorade is fine, but you could also have a melon sorbet. All right.
Like an ice cream?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because sorbet is like sherbet, kind of.
Dairy-free.
Yeah. It's the expensive word for sherbet. okay. All right. Here comes entree Ooh. Number three.
This one's pretty heavy on the yeah. fork, so.
Okay. okay.
It's pretty heavy on the fork. Oh, man. Twitch is climbing. There's like 2,000 people right
well,
now.
Oh, yeah. They want to see. I mean, Wiggy.
That's a chicken. Ooh, it's got a little kick to it. A little spice. You know. This is in the Santa Fe family. I'm going to... I'm going to say this is the Mexican lasagna.
No? Oh, you were doing
no,
so well.
There's no such thing as Mexican lasagna. What is this, Curtis?
That is, sorry, hold on. I just unplugged my
it's you want to give me the boxes? I was pretty good at the boxes last time.
It's in this, the Santa Fe family,
this
though.
Is the chicken fajita bowl.
Ah, there it is.
Okay, chicken fajita bowl. How many grams of fat in the chicken fajita bowl?
Actually, fat, not too bad, 11 grams. But,
11 grams?
But you
but
have...
But that's serving. You got to look at how many servings in the fajita bowl. It's probably
there's
10
like,
servings.
There's four servings, so yes, it's 44. Right. And there, per serving, there's 1,000 milligrams of sodium.
Uh-huh.
That's 42% of your day.
A lot of salt, man.
By the way, when you ever feel like when Wiggy is blindfolded like this when we do this game that you want to say, where are the detonators? Tell us where the detonators are. Can we take –
I stand, would never crack.
Slow down. Can we take a break because we're up against it here? How many entrees do we have left?
Three left.
Three left?
Yeah, we're just getting cooking.
Okay, so is Wiggy 2 for 3, though?
Two for three.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Mexican lasagna doesn't exist, so that might be more than just one wrong. But
honestly, it should, though.
That's a great point.
It sounds like a pretty good dish.
It would be a good dish.
Howl at the moon.
It would be a good dish. All right, why don't we take a break, and then we have three Mexican frozen food entrees left on Cinco de Mayo.
Do I take my blindfold off?
No.
Okay.
During the break? Do you think you should be allowed to take the blindfold?
Yeah.
I feel like it's inhumane to make him keep the blindfold on. We'll allow you to take the blindfold off.
Okay.
Of those three entrees, which was your favorite?
The first one.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they called? The
taquitos.
Taquitos, yes. Taquitos, yes. Love the taquitos. Yeah.
What do you do with those? You dip those. You obviously dip those in the guacamole and the sour cream. You dip anything Mexican in guacamole and sour cream.
Technically, you should make those in the oven, not the microwave.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Get out and celebrate with five of your personal bubble members at some sort of a Mexican-themed restaurant or I was going to say bar, but those aren't opened until the end of August in the city of Boston. But we are celebrating with a Wiggy Blind Food Taste Test Challenge. Wiggy currently blindfolded in the studio, and we are halfway through the six Mexican frozen food entrees, which Curtis picked up yesterday. Wiggy has identified essentially two of the three that he has tried. Mm. And I will say this, I'm an idiot because apparently Mexican lasagna is a thing. And it sounds, I can't wait, I got to have it for lunch now. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Sorry, Wiggs, I had never heard of that.
That's okay. Yeah. It's okay, I'm telling you.
Does your wife, does Mrs. Wiggins make an amazing Mexican lasagna?
I told you, she doesn't do the Mexican lasagna, but she does a ton of Mexican food.
She does the quesadillos.
Quesadillos.
Yeah.
She does the nachos. She does like a nice burrito.
Yeah.
Chimichanga.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, Ken, you should be playing bring back in. We're doing this with some La Raza. I think it was Booyah Tribe.
Okay, we can do that. All right. Are you ready for entree number four?
I am ready.
Okay. Stanley Stiz Grimy with the assist here.
My palate's all cleansed.
Okay. Oh, hold on a second. Just don't put that. I want to get a picture of you putting that into your mouth.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
See, that was a little chilly.
What are you tasting?
A little cold.
Oh, it was cold.
Because I told you it's all about the proper. Hold on, let me chew this one. So I know, it's
not another. You want another bite?
No. I don't need another bite.
It's another 800 grams of sodium. If you have another bite, just be aware.
See, by taking the break, that meant that the food got a chance to cool off. Mm-hmm. That's when you don't want to do that. But
okay. That
is. I want to say. That is the burrito. No, is that the burrito? Nope.
Does it taste like a burrito?
No. That's hold on. Let me get this little. Hold on. It's doing a little. It's doing a Mexican dance in my mouth right now. So, let me get it. That is. Oh, I know what that is too. No. I want to say that is the.
It's taking longer than the guest host search.
Yeah, it is taking a little long. That's the.
We're gonna know who the Patriots' starting quarterback is before Wiggy figures this out.
Enchilada.
That's an enchilada. Oh, so close! You were right to begin
stuck with.
With
your guns.
It was a burrito.
That was the burrito enchilada.
Manufactured by whom, Chris Curtis?
Amy? Amy's, she made it. It's with organic black beans and vegetables, so stay the hell out of that studio.
That was black bean and that was the tomato paste.
How many calories in that sucker?
Let's see. Oh, good, healthy. 290 calories.
Per serving.
It wasn't bad.
And it's supposed to help with your ability to read defenses.
Right. So. It is 400% of your daily recommended sodium intake.
I know. You seem like
you don't like sodium. Salt is, you got to put salt on your food to give you that taste, man.
It has its place. All right. We have the next entree item here.
A lot of bland taste in your palate, Greg. I don't like salt. I don't get it.
All right.
There we go. All right.
All right.
That one was
was it warm enough for
you?
Yeah,
that was trying to make its way away from my mouth.
Okay.
I'm getting like a tortilla taste. I am getting
The L's are silent.
I want to say
that's the safe word. Also, tortilla is the safe word.
I want to say that was an enchilada.
Nailed it.
That was a cheesy enchilada.
Wait, did he nail that one?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I want to say that.
Talk about extensive knowledge of frozen food entrees.
Frozen food.
It's J. Charles Wiggins.
Yeah.
So who manufactures that?
This is also organic from Amy's.
Okay.
It is a wonderfully put together cheese enchilada with organic corn and tortillas.
Huh. Okay.
And it has 1,200 milligrams of sodium per serving.
That's okay.
And just over 500 calories.
I could tell the cheese was organic.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have the right type of texture.
It's the flavor of organic cheese.
Yeah.
All right. Is this the final one right here? Is that what we got? We have one more. Okay. Let's get this next item. This is the Wiggy Blind Food Taste Test Challenge for Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
And here we have.
Let me just cleanse my palate real quick.
Okay, cleanse your palate with the Gatorade. That's fine.
I don't have a lemon. What do you call it again? A bourgeois? I don't have a bourgeois. Okay.
All right.
He's chewing it 100 times.
Well, it's that's
an Awaken 180 thing.
No, if you ever
mindful eating.
If you ever watch Chopped or Iron Chef with the judges,
yeah,
the chewing allows you. It's like, you know, it allows you to really get the texture. You know what I mean? So it allows you. Ooh, it's got a little spice to it. So it allows you to. It's like, you know, when you see somebody dancing, you don't just watch one move. You got to see them. You can kind of, you know, like a salsa dance, right?
I mean, no disrespect. It's frozen food in a microwave. The texture is rubber.
No. That is a burrito.
That is a burrito?
Yes.
Gabby nailed it?
That is a. Hold on. I'm not done with it, Gregory. That is a spicy beef burrito.
Whoa.
Nailed it. 100%.
100 verbatim.
There's something fishy going on. Right?
Did you check the freezer?
Who makes that?
So we were just with Amy, but I thought we should mix it up, so we brought in Tina.
Uh-huh.
Tina makes this red hot beef burrito. That's the only thing it says on its label. Oh, this one's bad, Wiggs. You're looking at 30 grams of fat per serving.
Mm-hmm.
You have 56 total carbohydrates, but 9 grams of protein, so make it a leg day.
Okay, Wiggy, it absolutely is nailed
it. I told
it.
You, Mexican is my, I wouldn't say, it's in my top five of foods.
Yeah. would it be a part of your last meal request? That was a very popular question with you.
I don't know if it would be a part of my last meal request, but it is definitely in my top. I'm still going? I thought that was the last one.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? Okay.
I didn't see it.
All right. We got one more here.
I agree with the 978 texter that says they would trust more with Wiggy analyzing frozen foods than evaluating QB talent.
Cam is your man.
Here is the final. Ooh, this one does not look good. Is it too hot? He seems very nervous about the heat of the bite.
That is the same texture as a Salisbury steak. I will say that. Right?
It's frozen. It's a frozen food entree. Of course it is.
That's feet. That's that feet mite right there. Feet. That's that fake meat. And it's got the texture. But I'm getting a little crunchy. I feel like I'm getting a broccoli. I feel like I'm getting a...
I can assure you there is no broccoli.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Mexican entrees don't generally come with broccoli. That is a... that's a Mexican Salisbury steak.
Huh.
That's pretty close.
Really?
Yeah.
It can't be.
No, it is.
It can't be.
So I kind of went a little loose with the Mexican because I couldn't find anything else. So
wait a minute. That has nothing to do with Mexican food.
I thought he'd like it, though.
That's not fair.
Yeah, but I don't know that he's changing it up. So just like I told you with Mexican lasagna, they have a Mexican Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
You ever have a Mexican cheeseburger?
What is that, like salsa and cheese? I mean, what are it?
Tortillas or
guacamole?
It's, you know, they use the tortilla wrap.
Uh-huh.
They put the burger in there. They put the pico corn, the salsa, a little bit of sour cream. You never had a Mexican burger.
Okay. Well, I think Wiggy was 5 for 6? Four for six? What was he?
I think he was 6 for 7 because there ended up being 7 different pieces of food here. So pretty that good. Is phenomenal.
A+.
Great. Yeah. Pretty good.
And Greg, if I were you, I would do the rest of the show from Bill Smith's studio because it is going to smell.
Could be an issue. Yes. This is Jerome. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, Greg, this is Jeremy in New Hampshire.
Oh, Jeremy. I don't know how they put you on the computer as Jerome, but what's up, Jeremy?
No worries. Listen, Wiggy, I got to stop this right now. I can't take it. So from what I understand, your son's going to play for University of Arizona, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I grew up in Tucson, Arizona, about 45 minutes north of the Mexican border.
Okay.
Whatever you're putting in your body right now, Wiggy, this is not Mexican food, my friend. This would be like me going back to Tucson, Arizona, and my parents taking me out to Red Lobster and telling me how kick-ass the lobster is.
Right. I mean, they're just putting it in front of me. I can't wait to get to Arizona because I've heard the Mexican food out there is tremendous.
Oh, it's the best. The golf is great, and the food is it's you can't compare it.
And my wife and I, we both love Mexican food.
Yeah.
And so I can't wait to get out there and, you know, have some of the Mexican food.
Yeah, no, it is the best. It is the best. All right. Well, that is the latest Wiggy Blind Food Taste Test Challenge when it comes to Mexican frozen food entrees. Happy Cinco de Mayo, and we will be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.